Yeah, let's look at the bottom places. Gotcha starts. Tamar, let me call the mic and Kefil. Why do we do the pasuk to mic starts from Kefil? I feel if they be a dime, like Mishalam Karen, remind the late don't dinner the gami. Taisa says, Serve Starosu Shulchare, which Machlakis a man in the Chacham. The Mace is a Chai Chacham say, Potter, Machlakis if we're done dinner the gami. Gami means it's a Nezik, but it's not direct. So what's the difference Gami and Goma? That's all I'm saying. Gami is Machlakis Tanoi, my Mace is Gami is Chayef, Chacham say Gami is Potter. But we shouldn't pass Gami is Chayef. Then we have the Gemara all over the place that Grom ben Zokin Potter or Lematzino that's any Machlekes about that. So is there a difference in Grom and Garmi? Are they the same thing? That's a big tumult in Rishon. Rashi Shita seems to be in many places that Garmi and Grom are the same thing. And all the Gemara is that Grom ben Zokin Potter are not like a mayor. And Garmi says that Garmi is Chayev, and that means that Grom is Chayev. Most Rishonim distinguish between Garmi and Grom. So there's places in Leyachba, I think it's. What that is it? Yes, it's a stab in the dark. I think it's Chavez in faith. The place has two stones, and what's the difference between Grammy and Goma? Either that Grammy is Biadayim and Goma is not Biadayim, or that Grammy is a Vadai and. That's an again for us, really, just to know. The Rabban in Kuntras Dina Gami holds the differences that Gami is Vade and Grom is a Sofik. Places in Loyachbar. Yes, oh, it's a Sula Shinus. Chila Gavina Yitzchok, Loshin Echon, the Dine de Gami Chayev Hainus, she also who adds me Hezek Lomom and Chavayot. He did it himself. He himself did the Hezek. It wasn't he triggered something else and then the something else did the Hezek. He himself, via Dayim, was Sarev Shtarev Shul Chavayot. A Grum would be where it was in Derek. He did something and that caused that something else was Masik. And then he says, V'oy Chila, another Tichit, that Dine de Gami, Hainem Yishet Kishas Maisa, but Hezek was immediate. Sarev, the minute you were Sarev the Shtar, the Hezek happened. Whereas Grom is when it's separated in time. So anyway, those are two people that Tosis makes in the Ramban. Kalmar is Mechal, between whether it's a Vada or a Sofik. Akoponim, that's for sure. Sarev, is Chareir, goes into the Machlekes of Dina Degami. So Tosis, yes, so fine. So even if you're Ma'abed the Shtar, you're dying, it's only Dina Degami, according to Chacham, you're Potter. So if you're Potter for Dina Degami, for Sarev, is Chareir, you're dying. So he's Havad if you steal the star, so and it's not here, it seems to be assuming that you're not going to be, you have no chil. So what do we need a pasuk to mind from Kefo? How could you have, it's even if you need a pasuk, so what's this kasha? We're talking about the Kefo, not talking about the Karen. Chari means to ask. That the Kefo is also tashlumin. And there's no tashlumin in Anagami. In the kashi, yes. Kefil is a tashlumin. Din and agami, according to the chafam, there's no tashlumin and agami. So the same as there's no tashlumin if you serve Darius or Shabbat Erev, because there's no tashlumin on agami. So by shtar as well, maybe the shtar is banned, if I have to give back the shtar, but because that's not a tashlumin, that's just that somebody else's shtar, why do you have to give it back? It's no worse than Ashavas Eredo. But the kefil, by definition, is a tashlumin. How do you have a tashlumin for something which, even if you do it, be a dime, would only be a gami. Chara derech zeh Tosfos seems to be asking. First, the kasha is really obscure. What does Hashem want at the beginning of the Emes? We don't have kefil. Kefil is a knas. Zuchari means at the end of the day, but it's a tashlumen. Even if it's a knas, but it's a kind of tashlumen. It's a tashlumen of Yosef Masha Yizik. But it's a tashlumen. And by dinin gami, you see by mazik, there's no tashlumen for a hezik that was ali de gami. So gneva is also kind of mazik. Gneva is one of the chavdal rovers nizikim. So gneva is also kind of mazik, and the tashlumen gneva are also kind of tashlumen hezik. Taisus feels that how do you have tashlumen on a gami? And Taisus adds, but even according to a mayor, feel a man the doin lehavi ali de rabbanon could appreciate the safe apart. That's Taisus sheet. This machlek is rishon. Taishita is that even according to the Madoma that we are done the Tina Dagami, but it's only Knas Derabon. Ramban is Chel. He says it's a Din Deraz. But this Taishita holds that it's only a Derabon. So even according to a mayor, it's not even Eitz to say we're going over here like a mayor. Even our mayor is only a Derabon. Here we're talking about a Drosha Deraz. Mishleim as this Taishita cave in the Misu Lashab and Chayav Lahasir. Sakadaitich the Kishem Machsir Machsir Akefalima. In other words, if the star is not ben, so Taisus, at least this Taisus holds, that you don't have to pay carrot. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay carrot. Because that's the end that they still got me. And if you don't have to pay carrot, then you don't have to pay kefir. But if the star is ben, you have to give back the star. So Taisus holds, giving back the star, that's called carrot. That's called a tashlumi carrot. And if you have a tashlumi carrot, then you have a tashlumi kefil as well. So the Taisus, there's a few things here in this Taisus. Two different levels to address the Taisus. First of all, just the Shakla Batayan Taisus itself. It's not so clear. They call him Mikasova, the slave Mikasova. Kashi seems to think what would Taisus ask me? The way I presented the question a minute ago, Taisus' question was, the kefil is a tashlumen. So how can you have tashlumen in a gami? So then that's what this is. What Taisus' answer? It's talking about the star is ben, you're giving back the star ben. Okay, so you're giving back the star ben, I understand. But the kefil is still a tashlumen. How do you have tashlumen in a gami? That was the kasha, so what's the teretz? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe that's not the kasha. Maybe that's not the way to say the kasha. Maybe the kasha is not how can you have kefil and a gami. Tashlumi kefil and a gami. Maybe Taish's kasha was, not so much because kefil. Kefil is a knaf. But Taish's kasha was, how could you have kefil without a keren? And there's no chi of keren for Serefis Ashtar. Taish's answer is that even though if Ashtar is not here, is taka nochi of keren, and then there'll be nochi of kefil either. But if the star is here, then you have to give that back the star, and we'll have to add that giving back the star is not merely hashavas haredo, because if it was just a hashavas haredo, it wouldn't carry a kefil. Kefil needs to be built on a keren of gneva. Taisus Teretz says that if the star is be'en, then when you give back the star, it's a kiyum of a heshavas exeva. It's a kiyum of keren of gneva. Maybe that's good for the shakla v'tayin. Maybe the pshat is teishin the kasha thought that just like if you serve the star, and if you serve the star, your partner. So like gneva also, teishin thinks that there's no chiyuv keren, and even if the star is be'en, so you have to give it back off the shavas aveda. But it's not a chiyuv of tashlumi gneva. It's not a kiyum of a hesh. It's not a kiyum of giving of tashlumi gneva. It's not a keren of gneva, because how could you have a keren of gneva is a chi of mazik? Like I said before, it's one of the obvious nizikim. And a chi of mazik you can't have by shteresh shulchan aruch. So a maximum it's a chi of shavas aveda, but it's not a chi of keren of gneva. So how can you have a chi of kefil if there's no keren? Taisus' answer is that it's not true. Even though if the star is not ben, so then there's no chi of tashlumen. But when the star is ben, you do have to give it back. So when you have to give it back, it's taken more than merely. It's more than merely a hashavah seveda. The giving back of the star be'en is a kiyum of a heshev zegzel. And once it's a kiyum of a heshev zegzel, then you can build the kefil on top of it. Maybe Bal Derech is it. I don't know. But this is a discussion all by itself. And the truth is, this is not the discussion I want to have with you. Because what's the kasher places and the teresh places? That's a mokum lizgad debay all by itself. Rachbeir talks about it, if I'm not mistaken.
That needs a hesber exactly. What was the Sakadaita Kutaisis? What was the Teres Kutaisis? But I want to talk about something else. Which is, let's understand something. What's the Pshat in Tosis Kasha? He says, since it serves Tosis Shachareir is potter, because it's Gami, so a Ganim should also be potter. Let's take the most fundamental kind of chiyuv neder. You stole the star. The star got lost, and it says in Tosis, both in Tosis Kasha and in Tosis Teretz, if the star is lost and it's not ben, avadi yipot from keren. And that says in Tosis. That's for sure. That Tosis, even in the Teretz Tosis holds. It just says that if the star is ben, you have to give it back, and then there is a keren, and so on and so forth. But that's for sure. The Tosis's premise is that if you steal the star, and the star then got lost, you don't have to pay for it. Because even if you were ma'abed it to yadayim, you would be potter. So if you steal it and it got lost, avadi yipot. He's making an equation. Something that you're potter for, if you're mazik, it could be a dayan. So you don't have a chiyuv tashlum egneva for either. So chayra, what's the comparison? A ganav has a chiyuv achrayus. Achrayus is not only for things that you chayuv as mazik. Lumashul, a ganav is chayuv for instance. Oynis by a mazik, oynis is potter. We had all the sukkos. Oynis is potter by a mazik. Keled vishenachlu. So you see that achrayis is more than mazik. If my keled was mazik by oynis, I'm potter. But if I'm a ganav and it was never by oynis, then I'm chayav. Because a ganav is chayav in oynis. He has a chiv achrayis like a shoyl. He's like a shoyl. He's chayav in oynis. Just the other place of the Tosis, just Poshup Shat.
But doing a Nezek, the onus is like doing the neighbor onus. It's like doing the mice of the neighbor onus.
Yeah. You're right. How you have to say? That's not the same. By an onus, let's say, when onus, I don't know, onus, I'm watching a Gneva and it got a fire came in the Shemayim and burnt it up. So that's the onus. But I'm Chayim. Because God is Chayim and onus. There, at least, if I would have burnt it up, be a diamond of the chayav as mazik. Masha'en came by a star. If I would ma'abed the star be a diamond, then I would not be chayav as mazik. So Tosis seems to hold that you can't have a chiyav achrayis for a nezik that if you would do it be a diamond, you would be potter. That's what it says. We'll just get it clearly defined. That's the premise of Tosis. Even though. Even though a ganav has a chiyuv achrayis, so he's chayiv an oinsin. But you're only chayiv on such an oinis that if you would do it be a dayim, you would be chayiv as masik. But a hezek that if you would do be a dayim, be potter as masik, then you don't have a chiyuv achrayis for you. But that's a very bechiddush. That's a very bechiddush, this premise of Tosis, because I could easily imagine that that's not true. I could imagine. I would have said like this. You know, Sarish Tarashi Shachaver is potter. You know why you're potter? Because it's not cool that you did it. You didn't do it. I thought it's a hezek. Sarish Tarashi was a hezek. You lose out the chayiv and so on. It's a hezek. But it's not called the mazik. It's too far removed. What the mazik did is too far removed from the hezek that resulted. So you're not chayiv. But by oinus, you don't have to do the hezek at all. Even if it happened, I mean, by achrayus, you don't have to do the hezek at all. And a person who's mekabel achrayus, a shoyl, a ganav has a chiyuv achrayus, you don't have to do the hezek at all to be chayiv. So what does it have to do? What does one thing have to do with the other? In other words, I could have imagined that garmi is potter, not because it's not a hezek. Garmi is a hezek. The reason why garmi is potter is because there's no mazik. because the person who did the act of being mazik is too far removed from the hezek. So there's no, it lacks that, there's no mazik. What does it have to do with the Kabbalah Sechayis? By Kabbalah Sechayis, you don't need a mazik. Even an instant that happened in a Shemayim, it happened, was an act of God. Doesn't matter. You're a Kabbalah Sechayis, so you're potter for any hezek that happens. What's Bechal Adimi? Lachor, you have to say, the place is held. No, that's not the pshat. Gami is potter not because it lacks that there's no mazik. Gami is potter because it's not considered to be a hezek. The Shefas Ashtar is not considered to be a hezek, even though the guy's very upset. Maybe it's costing him millions and millions of dollars. But it doesn't matter. But Etzim is not called a hezek. Because it's removed, the Shefas Ashtar is removed somehow from the loss. They're only theoretically connected, but they're not physically connected. So the Shefas Ashtar is not called a hezek. So therefore you're potter for doing it, because what you did, which is Shefas Ashtar, is not called a hezek. Well, if it's not called a hezek, then you can't have a chrayis. You have a chrayis for hezek. You don't have a chrayis for things that are not a hezek. That's what we have to say over here in the Tosfos. Now the emes is, one second, let's take a breather. Maybe the whole thing's not, maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe it's not true. Maybe Achrayis, if there would be a Chiyav Achrayis over here, so then maybe you could have a Chiyav Achrayis for Sreifas Ashtar. I said, what Tosfos Kasha? Plenty of Tosfos Kashas. We learned yesterday that by Shtorois there's a Klal U'Prat U'Klal. Avodim Shtoris and Karkois, it's the Mishnah Kufi Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah Kufi Zayin Amud Beis, there's a cloud of Pratu cloud, like Bekich Shvamitoi, that there's no, that they were there in this, the Yixer Reishal Cholofanach. If you stole Karka, the Mishnah says, Yixer Reishal Cholofanach, Avodim, Vizkinu, Yixer Reishal Cholofanach. We saw yesterday, we discussed yesterday, so and the Shtoris is in the same cloud of Pratu cloud. Yotzu, Avodim, Shtoris, and Karkois, take all those three, go together. There's a miyud that there's harishu cholofanecha. There's no chiyav achrayis. So yesterday we spoke. We saw at length in the Ravid and the Rambam, and maybe in Taisus and Ezeneshich. We also said that it doesn't mean that there's no chiyav hashava by avonim storis and kakaris at all. About a chiyav hashava there is, but there's no chiyav achrayis. So if the avonim died, so you have to pay because you have a chiyav hashava. If the karka was natul masikin, so then you have to pay because you have a chiyav hashava. If you were chayfer b'beris or kotzet silonis and so on, like the Rambam talks about, so you have to pay because that's a hishtarshus it's a tesefis in the meisig neighbor, and that value of the karka now you stole separately and you have to pay for it. The miut is telling me that even though there is a chiyav hashava, but a chiyav achrayis you don't have. So if the avodim got older, or the karka was shot fanar or something like that, so ordinarily you'd have a chiyav oinus, you'd have a chiyav achrayis. So the Torah says a miyud. No, there's no chiyav achrayis by avodim storis and karkos. And yesterday's shiur was all about that. That's why you still need a miyud from kefil. That was the problem yesterday. Why do I need a miyud from kefil for avodim storis and karkos? There's no chiyav gzeila at all. There's no Torah's gzeila avod karka and gzelas. There's no Torah's gzeila and avodim storis and karkos at all. So why do you need a miyud from kefil? The Torah says there is a Torah's gzeila. There is a chiyav hashava. There's no chiyav achrayis, but a chiyav hashava there is. Comes along. So I would have said, well, if there's a chiyav hashava, so then there should be kefil too. There may not be achrayis, but it's a basic chiyav hashava. So when you give back the avodim storis and karkos, maybe you have to pay kefil. So you need a miyud to tell me that there's no chiyav kefil either. Just like there's no chiyav achrayis, there's no chiyav kefil. That was yesterday. So that being the case, so maybe we could say Poshup Shat in this Tosis. Avada, if there would be a Chiyav Achrayis by Shtoros, then Tosis never would compare. Tosis would never compare it to Sarah, to Garmi. Moshul by a regular Gneva. Let's say I stole not a Shtar. I sold something that doesn't have a meat. I sold something that really has a Chiyav Gneva on. And then there was some kind of oinus that happened with Derech Garmi. I don't know exactly. We have to think of the case, but whatever. I stole. I don't know. I stole Paris, and somebody was metami them, which is really grum and not gummy, but it's really has a shenik. It's a different category of, but maybe a chayv and a chayis. Just because a mazik is potter, what does mazik have to do with a chayis? Maybe a chayis you still have, a chayis or shmir. Maybe you still have. But Tais is talking specifically by shtar. By shtar, there's a miut avodim shtaros and kakoyis have a miut that there is no chiyav achrayis. It's just a chiyav hashava. So Hashava already is a chiyuv. Hashava, the regular tashlumei Hashava, to give back oihu oidom of that place's things, that's not a chrayis. That's a chiyuv. That since you did a maisik zeilo, you have to do tashlumen for the maisik zeilo. That's already more, that's akin to masik. That's basically like a Torah's masik. In other words, that's the basic distinction, really. What's the difference between Hashava and Achrayis? Hashava means, since I stole it, I have to give it back. Oihu oidomov. You stole an Eved, and now the Eved is dead, you have to give back Domen. The Eved's alive, you have to give back the Eved. That's called Hashava. That's a kind of chiyuv tashlumen for the Maisik Zeil. Achrayis is something else. Achrayis is not for the... Achrayis is that since the same thing is sitting by me, the Torah may be responsible for it, so therefore, if any this happens to it, then I have to pay. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and I am based, that it's midi dahavi ha-shoyle. God of his chayim and achayis, like a shoyle is chayim and achayis. So the Rashi over there is, fascinating Rashi, hoyle v'chol anos shaloi. The Gemara says that a shoyle is chayim and oinsin, because hoyle v'chol anos shaloi. So Rashi says, God of his also chol anos shaloi. So he's chayim, how is my chayim and oinsin, the way a shoyle is chayim and oinsin. So that's the difference between these two different kinds of chiyuvim. The chiyuv ha-shova is a chiyuv tashlumen. Chiyuv achray is not a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv tashlumen for the ma'isig neivah. Chiyuv achray is not tashlumen for the ma'isig neivah. The chiyuv achray is you have a responsibility to watch it, and if something happens, then you have to pay for it. Midi davi ashal, because you guaranteed its safety. So achray has nothing to do with dinu d'gami. Achray is achray. Even I don't think there's achray for instance. Achray is across the board. Who cares if it's indirect? Yes, direct, indirect. It's achray. But Tosfos knows that by shtar it's enough. You have achray. That's the Mishnah Kufi Zayin. So all you have is a chiyuv hashava. Chiyuv hashava is tashlumen. In fact, Tosfos and a chiyuv hashava. Hashava is a kind of tashlumen. So the tashlumen of a ganav, why should it be more chomer than tashlumen of a mazik? The tashlumen of a mazik doesn't extend to a garmi. So the tashlumen of a ganav shouldn't extend to a garmi. So if a ganav stole something, so he has to pay ohu edomo. But by a shtar, where even if you be serfit, be a dai, in other words, for stealing a shtar, you shouldn't have a chiyuv tashlumen. Yeah, if it's ben, it's a shavas aveda, but there shouldn't be a chiyuv tashlumen for stealing a shtar. And Tyson mechadish, when the shtar is ben, there's still a chiyuv tashlumen. Which by itself is a little bit hard to understand, but there's still a chiyuv hashav. If you ma'abed the shtar, then there's no chiyuv tashlumen. Because it's no different than Dinu Gami. It's not better than Dinu Gami. Not better than Mazik. But if the Shtar is Be'en, then there's a Chiyuv HaHeshev, it's like Zeila, and that's a Gneva, it's a kind of Chiyuv Tashlumen that you have even by a Shtar. Which, again, is a little hard to understand. If I would serve, if it'd be a diet, I wouldn't have to pay for it. But when it's Be'en, I have to give it back, but Torah is paying for it. The Torah is Tashlumen for the Gneva. Yeah, I don't know. That'll be a difficult and the couldn't love this to understand. But this is at least, I think, a possible understanding of Tosfos. The Tosfos never meant to suggest that there can't be a chrayis in something that's on a hezek that's garmi. If there would be a chrayis, you could have a chrayis in a hezek of garmi as well. It's only by shtar, where we take it for granted that there is no chiyuv achrayis. That we already know from Kufi Zayin. So we're only being down on the chiyuv keren, the chiyuv kefil. We're not being down in the chiyuv achrayis. We're being kind of down in the chiyuv tashlumen. Tosfos, garmi, where's the tashlumen? However, there's a Tosfos in Shavuos. Tosfos in Shavuos. Was it Hamazai? Tyson Shuas asks a different question. Tyson Shuas is going on the din of the fundamental din of Avodim Shtaris and Karkois, that there's no chiyuv achrayis. The din of a kichish mamitve, the din of the Gemara and Kufi Zayin and Beis. That by Avodim Shtaris and Karkois, you could say that there's a mir to the kichish mamitve with the klal upat the klal, that there's no, you can say, the machlek is a blazer in a chachamim. Kaka and exelis, kaka and exelis. That's what the Gemara is going on. Fech Tosfos. Why do I need a miut to tell me that shtoris and don't have, that there's no... Kasha.
Mashayach lemiyutei shtaris. Hafilu sarfen potter. Kol shekei nishtanu.
Taisus there asks, how can you have a chiyuv? Taisus, what are you miyut for? What's this miyut of shtaris? Yotzu shtaris. This miyut from Hashava. Or a chayis, we call it. Taisus loshen is Hashava with it. But in that term, so far from what we've seen so far, it's, it means that the achayis of Arisha Chalafanech. So they said, what do you need a meat for, Marashach? If the star is ben, if out of the emesis, you have to give back the star. There's no meat in that. I mean, that's the emesis, you have to give back the star. Elamai, the meat is if the star is not ben. Right? So they said, why do we need a meat? Even if it was sorry for Bidayim, even brought. That Taisus is already going, and the meat from achayis. So Taisus is saying, why do I need a meat? Even if there would be no miut, you will be potter anyway if the star is gone, because even if you be sorry you die, you'll be potter. There already, you see, there we could ask the question, what do you mean? Without a miut, there is a chiyuv achrayis and shtaris. The atos is going after the miut, there's no chiyuv achrayis and shtaris. But that atos over there is going before the miut of the kichish b'mita. So that atos is going, that star is like everything else. It's like any other gneva. So Taisus says, why don't you need miut? Without any miut at all, the star, you wouldn't have to pay for the star because of garmi. So here we can ask, what did Taisus, what are you talking about? If I didn't have a miut, there would be a chiv achrayis. If there's a chiv achrayis, who cares about garmi? That Taisus is already mukhuk to say that Taisus really holds that there's no chiv achrayis for a hezek, that if achrayis is that I'm going to keep it from a hezek. But a hezek that if I would do it by yadayim, I wouldn't have to pay for it. So that's not called a hezek. And if it's not called a hezek, then there's no chiyuv achrayis. In that taisus, like we said before, not so mukh. But in that taisus is mukh that's what taisus says. Okay, so that taisus kasha with them. Taisus has this hanocha. You can't have a chiyuv achrayis for something that if you did it by yadayim for a hezek, that if you did it by yadayim, you would be potter. So you can't have a chiyuv achrayis for such a hezek. Such a hezek, we don't consider it to be a hezek. So why do I need a miut for shtaris? Says Taisus Marashah. Kolmer, if the star is ben, so give back the star. If the star is not ben, then you take a potter with you, even without a pasuk, because it's garmi. So Taisus answers. Well, first he answers that maybe that Gemara is going like a Meir who's done being the Gami. Okay, so that's not interesting idea, but that place seems to hold the Gami is the Rebbe. Because if it would be the Rabbanan, that's not a Teres. Then there's a different Teres. Inami. Ki patrinon, when is Gami potter? Ki kalinu bi asrayu, if you burn it without picking it up. Aval notlon besorfen chayet. If you pick up the star and burn it, Then even if you don't hold from Gamir, then you're chayav. So that means a hezek. What does that mean? It's still Gamir. And you can't have it. There's no chiyuv achrayis on Gamir. There's just... That's Tosis Hanotah. There's no chiyuv achrayis in Gamim. So what's his teretz? If you, but here you picked it up before you burnt. Okay, here you picked it up before you burnt. So it's still Gamim. Then they can't get away. It's Gamim, and Gamim we're not done doing the Gamim. Chacham we're not done doing the Gamim. So why are you chayiv over here? Why is Gneiv any different? This is in the Machlekes. How to read the words of that Taisus Stamazim. I think it's going to ramify into two different Havonas of the Taisus Teres. There's two ways to understand the Taisus. Taisus Kashi is, why do I need a miut? It's Garmi. If the star's not here, it's Garmi. And if the star's here, then I really do have to give it back. So Taisus answers that the tour of Garmi is only if you burnt it without picking it up, but here you picked it up and you burnt it. So one way to look, could understand Taisus to mean that could understand Tosfos to mean that, yeah, if it burnt by its own, I don't need a miut. I need the miut for a case where he picked it up and he burnt it. There, without the posuk, he would have been chayiv. That's the case that the posuk is coming to pocket. That's why we read the Tosfos. Or you could read the Tosfos. The Tosfos is saying, Aliba de emes. If you pick it up and you burn it, you're taka chayiv. The emes you chayiv. And because in that case you're chayiv be emes, so I would have said that even if it happens on its own, you're chayiv in the achrayis. Because even though you can't be chayiv in achrayis for something that if you did be a dime, you would be potter for. But here, since if he picked it up and he burnt it, he would be chayiv, so I had a sakad daitach that if he picked it up and it burnt, I would have a sakad daitach that even if it burnt me'elov, you're chayiv. Because now you can't say anymore, how can you have a chayiv for something that if you did it be a dime, you'd be potter. It's not true. If you did it be a dayan, it's conceivable that you'd be chayiv, at least if you picked it up first. If you did the gneva first, and here he always did the, and here he really did the gneva first. Here he really did pick it up first. The case where he's mekabel achrayis, the cases where he already picked it up, he became a ganav. So in a case where you already picked it up, if you burn it, you're chayiv. So since here, if you burn it, you'll be chayiv, so you can have achrayis, you can be mekabel achrayis that you shouldn't allow it to get burnt up. And that's what the Torah is reminded, that there's no chayiv achrayis. But if you picked it up and you burnt it by a dime, then the emes taka is that you chayiv even the maskam, even after the posuk. Now I'm going to walk these two mahalchim through more in detail in a second. But just to know, it's a machlokes that piskei Tosfos and the Shach. Whereas it's nafmina lahalocha. What's the din lahalocha now that there is a miut? If you stole the star and you burnt it, are you chayiv or you potter? So the piskei Tosfos says there in Shulis, says that you chayiv, says in Tosfos. That it's only gami if you burnt it by Asraya, but if you steal a star and you burn it, then you're taka chayiv. That's what Tosfos says. Not till the sarif is chayiv. And the Shach and Shin Chavav, I think. Can't read my own handwriting. Shin Chavav, Shin Pevav. I think I sent it. Did I send it to you? No, I didn't send it to you. I don't know. It's I have Shin. Shin Pevav Gimel. Or maybe Shin Chavav Gimel. Right there. But one or the other. The Shach is Chaylik, and the Shach says, no, Tyson means before the Limo, before the Miot. Before the miut, I would have said, if you steal it and you burn it, then you're chayav. But after the miut, then you takman is takan smite. Let's go through the two mahalchim one by one and see what's the pshat. So we'll start with the shach. The shach is saying, if it got burned by itself, shach says, if shach says, well, again, Tosfos kasha was. How can you have achrayis for something that if you did it be a dime, you would be potter? That's the way we're paraphrasing Tosfos Kasha. How can you have achrayis not to let the stars get burnt? How can you have achrayis for something which is not really a hezek, even if you did it be a dime, you would be potter? The Tosfos Teretz is that in a chinami, that's not what I need the hezek the miut for. That taka doesn't need the miut. What I need the miut for is a case where I stole it, and I was served it be a dayim. If I stole it, then I was served it be a dayim. There already I will be chayiv. If not for the miut, there I will be chayiv. And the miut is coming to tell me that I'm potter nonetheless. That's how the shach reads the Tosfos. So let's understand that. Why? Let's say you're without a pasuk. Okay, before the pasuk, you say. Before the pasuk. If it got burnt on its own, potter. Why am I potter? Because I can't have kabbalas achayis for a hezek that if I did it be a dime, I wouldn't be considered a mazik. So in a chanami, there's no kabbalas achayis for such a thing. So what's the pasuk talking about? The pasuk is talking about a case where I didn't pick it. I didn't get burnt on its own. I stole it and I burnt it be a dime. I would have said if I stole it and I burnt it be a dime, then already I have to pay. So now I need a pasuk. I don't understand. If I burnt it be a dime, what is that at the end of the day? It's got me. And Garmi is potter. So the same way Garmi is potter in general by a mazik, and the same way you can't have Kabbalah Sacharayas, even if you stole something, Tosfos holds you can't have Kabbalah Sacharayas for a Garmi. So why if you, so what's the difference if you put it, so why if you picked it up and you burnt it, so why is it any different? Mimonashah. Mitzad the Chiyuve Gneva, the Acharayas Agneva, the Tosfos holds, you can't have Acharayas for a Garmi. Mitzad the fact that I burnt it be a dime, it's still only a garmi. So it's just more garmi. So you're just adding a different kind of garmi. So what's the difference? So what's, what? Maybe any, somebody else understands this. Again, let's just read the Tosfos. I'll leave it. I'll leave it Ashach. We'll just say the word. We'll just go through again the Tosfos. Tosfos Kasha was, why do we need a pasuk? Forget the pasuk. No pasuk. You can't. How could a ganav have to pay? How could a ganav be chayiv in the achrayas of sreifas hashtar? Even a mazik who serves hashtar be a dayim, it's only a garmi. So how can you have a how can you have? So even if you have a chayiv achrayas, shouldn't be mechayiv you because you can't have a chayiv achrayas for a hezek. That's a garmi. So the answer is that's true, and you don't need a pasuk for that case. I need the pasuk for the case where he stole it and he burnt it via dayim. And even though it would ordinarily got me a spotter, that's only got me where you didn't steal it. But if you steal it and you serve it, then even though it's got me also, but then got me a spot. It's still got me. And if stealing is different, then even if it burnt my elif, maybe got me is different. Like the premise of Tosfos is not doing it. That even by stealing, we have a chiv achrayis and so on. But nonetheless, you don't have a chiv achrayis for a gami. So it's some sirif advarim over here. It's time to do a gami is pot. Even if you steal it, there's no achrayis for a gami. But if you steal it and you do it be a dayim, then already gami is chay.
Maybe because once you steal it, even though the Indian grama, it's grama, but now this thing is a chafetz shel gzeila, and a chafetz shel gzeila, when you do something further to it, you're taking it further out of their shus habaylim, and they're taking it, it's mishtar shbachim.
I think that's the answer. I think the answer is that if you steal it and you burn it, the burning it is now a ma'is gzeila, like the nesivus. We say Rashi that way. Not the lashon of the Gemara, but see that when you break it, so when you steal it and you burn it, so the burning of the shtar is a new ma'isik zeila. It's a deeper ma'isik zeila. For the ma'isik zeila itself, besides the chiyav achrayas, you also have chiyav tashlumin, chiyav hashon. That was yesterday's discussion. That when you steal something, and it's here, it's still extant, and then but it's got older, the avodim got older, or the karka was shot for now or something. So then it's only an issue of achrayas. That's called achrayas. But if you stole avodim and they're dead, so the Ravid said that's not only we saw in the Ravid. That's not just a lack of achrayas. That's called that's a lack of that's a problem in the etzem hashava boy. Even by avodim, that there is no chiyav achrayis, but hashav aboy. As we saw in the Ravid, there's two different things. You steal avodim viskinu, that's called achrayis and avodim, and it's made from achrayis. You can say so avodim viskinu, you can say reishachol lefanech. But if you steal avodim and they die, so then it's not merely. So then we're not talking about achrayis. Then we're talking about the etzem chiyav hashav. You have to, when you steal something, you have a chiyav tashlumin oihu oidomov. That's what it says in reishiv v'segzel. You have a chiyav tashlumin for the gzel. You have to pay oihu oidomov. So if the avodim are not here, then you can't do a huay domav. You have to find other domav because you need to do veishiv. You need to do tashlumik zeila. So Tosfos is saying, I think, according to the shah, that if you seal a star and you burn the star after you stole it, so now we're not talking about achrayas. Now we're talking about tashlumik zeila. And Tosfos holds that tashlumik zeila already is not dependent on garmi. And that's a chiddush. Even though garmi is potter. But tashlum egzela of a garmidik egzelus is chayv, not achrayis. Achrayis, even by gneva, achrayis is I'm makabel achrayis from hezek, and garmi is not a hezek. But gzela itself is mechayv me even if it's a garmidik a hezek. In other words, if I steal a star, I have a chiyuv to give back oyhu oydomov, and if I'm soref it to be a dayim. If I'm sorry if it be a dime, then there's no chiyuv. Then I can't be mekayim tashlumik zeila. If I'm sorry if it be a dime, the shreifas hashtar is a new ma'isik neva, or a new ma'isik zeila, and that shreifas hashtar is that ma'isik zeila is mechayim in tashlumen, and it doesn't matter to me that the zeila of destroying the star only affects the guy in the derech of Garmi. Because that's a concept by Mazik. And Gzeila is not Mazik. Tashlumik, even though it's one of Chavdala, is Nezikim. But somehow it's different, set apart. That you can have a, it needs a Hesper also. But somehow you could have a Chiyuv Tashlumik Gzeila even in a Garmi. You can't have a Chiyuv Achrayis in a Garmi. But a Chiyuv Tashlumik Gzeila, Oyuay Domov, where you take it and you steal a star and you're ma'abidim in the oilum, which is a tesefis in the ishtarshis in the ma'isik zeilo, that's mechayev me already in tashlumik zeilo, not in the heshiv, in tashlumik zeilo, not in just achayes. And in tashlumik zeilo, I don't care that it's gami. And therefore, we chayev. Comes along the pasuk and says, no, star is potter. Comes along the meat and says the star is apart. That's the havon and pesach of the shach. The fila shach, however, comes out then that the miut, now that there is a miut, the miut is coming to say that even this case is pot. But this is not a case of a chayis. This is a case of tashlum exela. And yet there's a miut. It'll be muchach in the shach that the miut of Shoras, and presumably Avodim Kakois also, because they go together, is a miut not only from Achayis, but it's a miut even from Tashlum Exela, not like the Raya. That Avodim Shoras and Kakois and Nismait not only from Achayis Exela, but they're Nismait even from the Tashlum of, even from the Dinah Shoras Exela, even from the Din Tashlum Exela, Oyvoyedomo. Because that's this case, that's the whole yichud of this case. You took the star, you were served it via diet. The whole Havamino that. Is that that's not called achrayis? That's why it's different. Achrayis, that's why this is a special kind of case. That's not merely an achrayis. That's the etzim tashlumi agzela. At that, I would have had a stock of daitech liyachayah for. That's nothing to do with garmi. Comes along the pasuk and says, but yotzu shtoris. So if that's the case, then the yotzu shtoris is not only from the achrayis of neiva, but it's from the etzim tashlumi agzela. It's from the etzim hashalom. And that will be not like we said yesterday in the writing. That avodim shtoris and kakoris only nismayt from the achrayis of gzela, but hashava boy. If Hashava boy, so he also Hashava boy. It's like Avonim Amis. So the Fidah Shach, it's going to be Mukha Kuntosis that there's no Chiyuv Tashlumi Gizela by Shtoris at all. Yeah, then yesterday's Kasha is going to come back to haunt us, so why do you need it from Kefil? I have to say, maybe once by Gneva, once by Gzela, that kind of approach, of a Chonin's approach. But what we said yesterday was not going to work.
You still have to give back Chonin's hand?
I'm for sure you have to get back when it's bent. Tosis question, but Tosis holds that doesn't need. You can't say the miut is for that, because that's even after the miut, you have to get back the ben. That's for sure. Tosis perish at the beginning of Tosis. If it's ben, of course you have to get back. It's a shavas aveda. So if it's ben, there's no question you have to give it back. Tosis question was, but that's not what the pasuk is in mind, because that's for sure that even after the pasuk, you steal somebody's star and it's around, you have to give it back. So the miut must be when it's not around. So Tosis kasha was, why do we need a miut? It's only gami. So the teretz is, the way the shach reads, that we're not talking about a case of Kabbalah Sechayis where the star burnt up on its own. That does not need a miut. That's poshut. That's poshut. There's no Kabbalah Sechayis for a gami. The case is where you stole it and you were sorry if it'd be a dayim. And why is that any better? Because that's not merely a Kabbalah Sechayis, because that's, like I said before, that's not merely a Kabbalah Sechayis. That's his shtarshus in the Maisik Zeil itself. So then you have, for that you have to pay b'teres, not b'teres Kabbalah Sechayis of Gneva, midi d'havi ha-shoil. For that you have to pay, because that's part of the Heshiv HaSagzela. You stole the star, and now you stole the star. If it's Ben, you have to give it back. But even if you ma'abidim in Olam, so that's also part of the Gzela, and that's Mechayiv. Now it's Masik, because Masik is still Garmi. But it's Mechayiv, you ask Tosefus in the Ma'asik Gzela. And Tosefus in the Ma'asik Gzela, you have to pay us the Heshiv HaSagzela, and the Heshiv HaSagzela doesn't have a din of Garmi. It doesn't have a tour of Garmi. So therefore, I would have thought in such a case, Yechayiv, Kamash Malon, the Miyot of Yotzu Shtorois, of a kichesh bamitoi, the klal prat the klal, that you don't even have that chiyuv, which means that the Torah is mimayit, that there's no chiyuv v'heishiv, there's no chiyuv tashlum exela by stars.
But there is
v'heishiv
exela when it's bad.
Maybe that's not even v'heishiv exela. Maybe that's just a shara seveda. Just a mamani gavach. That's the way the shach reads the Tosfos. What about the way the Piskei Tosfos reads the Tosfos?
Why can't we say the
Shabbat Tosfos
according to the Shach is that Tosfos is just changing the definition of Garmi, that when you serve your diet, it's not Garmi, even.
Well, but if you weren't Natal, if it was Kalinu Be'asrayu, Tosfos, that certainly is Garmi.
Maybe Tosfos being Chayesh is not Garmi, if you serve your diet.
Why? If it's lying on the floor and you serve it, would be a dayan, Tosfos says that's still gami.
That's gami, but if you pick it up, then it's not gami.
Why it's not gami if you picked it up? It's still gami. Chare, it's still gami. Serve, it's chaver, is still gami. Why the gami shouldn't matter? The chare means because if it's not, all you're a gami. And then the psukim are talking about a gami. Furthermore, if when you pick it up, it's not garmi, nothing to do with gneiva, it's just not garmi, then why are you talking about you should be chayav? Why chayav? What is the pasuk help? The pasuk is a pasuk by gneiva, not by mazik. The meat is a meat by hilchos gneiva, not hilchos mazik.
So, by
hilchos
you are chayav.
You are chayav. So if you're ganav, you're better. Yeah. Well, ganav can't make you more potter. Just forget I'm a ganav, but I'm a mazik. The Tzeis Chos can't say that a mazik is chayu, but if you steal it, then you're mazik at your potter. That's a leitotah. So mir that stealing star is not a chayu. Okay, that's the way the Shachar does it. Now let's go back and yeah.
I think the Tosfos in Bava Kamma would say that if you steal it and then burn it, it would still be the same. He's arguing on the Tosfos here.
Yeah, the whole Tosfos is arguing because our Tosfos says that. No, what's happened? I tell you something after the pasuk. No, I know in a second. Now we're not going to have a problem because, which I said a second ago, which is according to the Shach, so it comes out in the maskana, now that there's a pasuk, so the pasuk is made not only from Achrayas, but it's made from the Etzem Veishiv Sekzeva. So then why do we need another pasuk to made from Kefa? Or you don't. So what are you going to do with Agamar? You have to say Agamar still like Geneva, and there it's Gezela, and you need separate psukim by Gezela and by Geneva, which was Rabbi Chanan's approach to that whole problem, which I didn't want to do, but maybe in the Shach, maybe we have to do that. And Atosis is asking, and Atosis is now recapitulating sort of the Tosis over there. Why do we need a pasuk by Geneva? It's still Garmi. Except the Atosis doesn't answer that he picked it up and he burnt it. Yeah, why didn't Tosfos Baras answer that he picked it up and he burnt it? Our Tosfos will be chaylik. Our Tosfos will hold even if he picked it up and he burnt it, it's still got me. Only if it's bad. Right. Okay, that's the mahalach of the Shach. What about the Piskei Tosfos? How did Piskei Tosfos read the Tosfos? Again, the Piskei Tosfos learns that even after the pasuk, if you pick it up and you burn it, you take a chayik. Different way to translate the words of the Tosfos. I mean, to understand the words of the Tosfos. Again, let's go chazer over again. That just the simple words of the Tosfos. Tosfos asked, "Why don't we need a pasuk to be my stories? Anyway, it's gami." Tosfos answers, "Because if Tosfos answers v'yishleimar gami is with you that Tosfos answers that Ki patrinun, when do we pat the garmi? That's ki kalinu b'yasrayu. Aval notlun v'sorfen chayet. But if you picked it up and you burnt it, then you chayet. But again, the Shach learns, that means without the posuk, if it was only talking in terms of garmi, so notl v'sorf would be chayet, comes along the posuk and he says, that's what the posuk is coming to teach me, that case is potter. In which case comes out lahalocha, that case is still potter. The posuk, that salka daitach, if you pick it up and you burn it, you chayet, kamash malon, that no, stars don't have there's no parshas gneva by stars, and there's no teshlumi gneva by stars, and mazik you sure don't have because it's gami. So the maskoni taka potter, but the piskei taisvus when he writes the pesuki piskei halacha that came out of the taisvus, the piskei taisvus paskins that not one v'sarfen is chayiv. Means even after the pasuk, the emes is that not one v'sarfen is chayiv. So then what's taisvus saying b'cha? Taisvus is trying to look for what's the miut. Why do we need a miyut? So what's his terrors? Not in the sorfen is not gami. Yeah, but not in the sorfen is not the case that we're memayif. Not in the sorfen even after the miyut is chayiv. So you have to say Tosis means that since not in the sorfen is chayiv, so therefore I would have a havamina that there's a kabbalah that there is a chiyuv achrayis. So the pasuk comes and tells me that there's no chiyuv achrayis. So it comes out like this according to the Piskei Tosfos. First of all, according to the Piskei Tosfos, what's the chiluk after the pasuk? How come there's no achrayis if it was nisrif me'el of your potter?
But if you were sorry if it be a dayim, you're chayiv even after the pasuk. Teretz is because the pasuk is only memayit from achrayis. It's not memayit from tashlum exel. Because the piskei chayis is already yes, like yesterday's discussion, that the pasuk of the kichesh is a miut like the ravid. That the miut of kuf yezayin is a miut from that you could say a reishul cholof anecha. There's no achrayis. But about the mameisu, why do you have to have a chiyuv tashlumin? It doesn't. The pasuk doesn't say there's no chiyuv tashlumin. A chiyuv tashlumin of there is for the gneivah. So therefore, says what the that's my answer. Taisu say that even after the pasuk is mamayit that there's no chiyuv achrayis, but not to the sarf. I'll even emes is chayiv because not to the sarf is not achrayis. Not to the sarf, like we said before, is a star shus bechet, and that's what even chayiv me to pay for the star, not because I'm achrayis for the star. That's mechayiv me to pay us tashlum and zelo. But then, what such is teretz for his original problem? How do you have achrayis for a garmi? Why don't we need a posuk? Even without a posuk, there's not achrayis for a garmi. So you have to say, and this is a little bit strange, just in Svara, you have to say like this. The Tosfos in the Kasha was saying, how can you have achrayis for something you should do by a dayan who be potter as garmi? But now the Tosfos in the Chadash, that after you steal it, if you do it by a dayan, you chayiv as gzela, so now you can have a Kabbalah Achrayis as well. Because you can't have a Kabbalah Achrayis for something which if you did be a dayim, you would be potter. But a ganav, if he serve it be a dayim, is chayiv. So since a ganav, if he serve it be a dayim, is chayiv, so a ganav could have Kabbalah Achrayis for serif. It's a little bit strange. Kabbalah Achrayis, I think normally I understand this for Hezek. But a ganav who serve not chayiv as mazik is chayiv because it's a shtashus bechet of gzeilo. If the ganav burns the star, he's chayiv because it's a tesefis in the ma'isik zeilus, so he's chayiv as v'heishiv v'seg zeilus. But here we're talking about the posuk is coming to my case where it was nisrif me'elov. And Tosfos' question was, how can you have a chayis for nisrif me'elov? You can't have a chayis for something that's for a garmi, because a garmi is not called a hezek at all. Well, a garmi is still not a hezek at all. It's just that if you do it be a dayim, then you're a ganav, and you're chayiv as v'shlumi ganav. So how do you, so still in all, how do you have kabbalas a chayis for nisrif me'elov? You have to say that ganav is also kind of hezek, but it's a kind of hezek that's not subject to the limitation of garmi. A maizik zeil is mechayimi, even if it's a garmi. So because it's a kind of stronger mazik. It's a mazik that can mechayimi, and it doesn't have the limitation of garmi. So since if I do a maizik zeil, that's a kind of hezek that I have chiyuv tashlumin for, even though it's a garmi. So memela, a ganav could have a kabbalas achrayis even for a garmi. Because he has a Kabbalah, his Kabbalah Achrayis is also on a level of a God. This is very problematic. The Svara, I don't even want to know if I want to say a Svara, I just want to more interested to point out the difficulty. It's not that difficult to understand the Svara over here in the Piskei Tesis. He starts off assuming you can't have Kabbalah Achrayis for a Garmi. So what's the Teretz? But if you would be sorry, if it'd be a dying, you would be Chayef. But why? You want to show, as Mazik, it's still Garmi. As Kabbalah Achrayis, you can't have a Kabbalah Achrayis for a Garmi. So you have to say that it's a ma'aseh gezel. So yishtarash is bechet, the chiv is for gezel. So the shach says, yeah, and that's what we're being m'mayit. But the chiv of Piskei says, that's not what we're being m'mayit. So what are we being m'mayit? We still have to go back and say we're being m'mayit the case where it's nisrif me'elov. And nisrif me'elov is only a kabbalah sechayit. So what are you gained? So you have to say this strange svara that even though Tosfos has this premise that you can't have a kabbalah sechayis for a gami, that if you did it be a dayim, since if you did it be a dayim, you'd be potter, you can't have a kabbalah sechayis for something that if you did be a dayim, you'd be chayiv. But since a ganav who served be a dayim is chayiv, because that's called the nice example, it doesn't have the limitation of gami, so a ganav could have kabbalah sechayis for nisrif me'elov too. In svara, it's difficult. Hard to understand this in svara. But on the other hand, the Piskei is doing very well with what we saw yesterday in the ride. The meat is from Kabbalah Sechayis. The meat is not from Tashlumei Gzeila, from Tashlumei Gzeila. Again, I know it's confusing. In one Nekuda, the Tosfos in this reading even is not like the ride. The ride holds yes. You see, like the ride, that there's a difference between Achrayis and Tashlumei Gzeila. And the miyut is only from achayis, and it's not a miyut from tashlum exelu. But they do. But there's a difference between Tosfos and the Ravid. The Ravid holds that if you steal an Eved, and he dies on his own, is the chiyuv to pay for him as tachrayis or as tashlum gzeila? Tashlum gzeila. The Ravid says that the poel you have to pay, even though avodim there's no chiyuv achrayis. Avodim v'shkinu oem olay reishul chalof anecha. But if the Eved died, hashavu mi avoy, you have to do hashavu. That goes into the fundamental tashlum gzeila. That's not achrayis. Even though he didn't die because of you, he died because he died. It doesn't matter. When he sold it, he became chayiv to pay oyhu oydomov. And that chayiv to pay oyhu oydomov has nothing to do with the achayis. The achayis is for his skinu, and that is a mute. If he ties this on the other end, if you seal a star, and the star is nisrif me'elov, is that called achayis, or is that called tashlum exeil? That's called achayis. That's the thing that we're memayit. We're memayit. That case is takapotu. And if you serve it, be a dying achayit, because that's like something the gemayis exeil. But if it was Nisrif Me'elov, that goes into Kabbalah Sechayis. In other words, yes, Tosfos has the distinction between Kabbalah Sechayis and Tashlum Gzeilah. And Tosfos also has the Hanochel that the Miut is only for Achayis and the Miut is not for Tashlum Gzeilah. But the difference is that Tosfos holds that if it died Me'elov or the star was Nisrif Me'elov, that's under the heading of the Kabbalah Sechayis of Me'elov. The Tashlum Gzeilah is either if it's Ben and you give it back, that's the Tashlum Gzeilah, or if you broke it, be a Dayan. So that's a tesefis, a shtarshus in the gzeil itself. So that's also a new mice gzeil. That's also not a kabbalah sechayis. But if you stole it and it was, if you stole it and it was meis me'elov, so the rival would still call that tashlum gzeil because you have to pay leihu edomov. Hashavam yiboy, and that's not a mimit. And Tosfos holds that's still called a chayis because I stole it, but it died not because of me. So it died. That's still a oinus. So why am I chayav? Because of the Kabbalah Sechayis of the Gneva. Kabbalah Sechayis of the Gneva. In other words, the Gzeil is mechayav me to give it back. But if it dies, that's only Kabbalah Sechayis. If I'm mazik it be a dayim, so then the hezik be a dayim, that Gzeil is mechayav me to pay for it. Because that tesefus in the Gzeil of being mishtarish in the Gzeil, so you have to. Because when you steal something whole and it's still whole, so you have to give it back. The chiyuv now you have right away, you have to give it back. If it dies, that's kabbalas achayis. Like the Gemara immediately have a shayla. If you stole it and you break it, so the breaking it is bahu shaita kagozalei, like the Gemara in the Bamasir. The breaking it is new maisa gezel. That new maisa gezel is not mechayivi to give it back. Doesn't make any sense. What give it back? You broke it. That maisa gezel is mechayivi to give back the domim. Because the gezel was from the domim. When you steal a ve'en, the veheshiv is to give back the ve'en. When you steal a domim, the veheshiv is to give back the domim. But if you steal a ben and it's meis me'elov, that's nothing to do with veheshiv. That's tamachrayis. So that's and from that avodim from that shtaros and avodim and kakoris are nisman. So that's an important difference. Even within this whole cheshbon,
That just means that the chiyuv hashava isn't shayich here, or.
Which case?
When the Eved dies, according to Tosfos. So
according to Tosfos, if the Eved dies, according to Tosfos, if the Eved dies, you're potter. According to Tosfos, if the Eved dies, you're potter. It's like if the Shtar gets nisuf from Israel. Tosfos says if the Shtar gets nisuf from Israel, you're potter. Lefi the Ravid, lechayr, if the Shtar was nisuf from Israel, I don't know what the Ravid is going to do with the Gemara about Shtar. But the Fila Ravid, if the Shtar was Nisrif Me'elov, you should be Chayev. Because that's like if the Eved was Meis Me'elov. Hashava mi aboy. And that's like a big question. What's the Ravid? How's the Ravid going to explain stories? The Ravid holds it by Avodim and by Karkois. By Avodim and Karkois. Avodim v'eskinu, that's the Miut. Avodim v'eskinu, you can say Reish Chol Afanecha. Karkois, and it was shot for Nari, you can say Reish Chol Afanecha, that's the Miut. But if they ever died, Hashavim Yaboy, then you chayiv. And Karka also, he says, Natul Masikin, Hashav Yaboy, you have to give it, you have to pay. So the Miut is only the case of Iskinu, we say Reishul Chalof Anecha. Or Shot Fanar, we can still say Reishul Chalof Anecha. But the cases where you can't say Reishul Chalof Anecha, the Ravid holds, that's not a chrayis, that's the Etzim Hashavah, the Etzim Tashlumin, the Gneiv is Machayiv, meaning Mishalim Oyhu Oydomov, Hashavim Yaboy, And avodim and karkoyis are chayiv. Well, shtaros are in the same pasuk. So what would that mean by shtaros? The meat of stars is only if the star got old, you could say Reish Cholof Anecha. But if the star died, then you still chayav. What would that mean by a star? I mean, an old star is just as good as a new star. And if it's not, and if you can't use it, if it's illegible or something, then it's mace. So what's this case exactly where Mamayev starts from? I don't know how the rabbi is going to explain it. Pesach is good. Pesach says Nisrif Me'elov. Nisrif Me'elov is only a chayis. So if you're deriving, Nisrif Me'elov is not a chayis. Nisrif Me'elov is Hashalom Yaboy. That's the etzim chi of Hashalom. Tosis says that if you burnt the star be'asrei, that means you didn't steal it.
Right.
You just a masik, and you put it. But if you picked it up and you burnt it, so then you chayev. So we have a divergence. The shach and the piskei Tosis. Does that mean that in that case you would have been chayev if not for the pasuk? But now there's a pasuk, you put it even in that case. That's the shach. Or does it mean that? No, you're chayav al ibedemus. If you steal it and you serve it, you're not chayav al ibedemus, because that's the etzem chiyuv v'heishiv v'segzeilah. From that, there's no mute. The mute is it was nisrif me'elov. The place is just saying that even though normally he would have thought nisrif me'elov, happy to have a kabbalah sechayis for something that even if you did be a dayan, you would have been potter. That's not true, because if you did it be a dayan, a ganav who served be a dayan would have been chayav. So since a ganav who served be a dayan would have been chayav, so therefore you could have a kabbalah sechayis for nisrif me'elov. So Ben Lashach, Ben Lapisketosis, they're only arguing about what the din if you were not to the surf. That's Machalikas Shach and the Pisketosis. But they both agree, it's Mufurish and Tosis, that if it was Nisrif Me'elov, that's certainly included in the Mi'ud, that's Potter. The Ravid holds, that's a Charnat, the Ravid. Because the Ravid says by Avodim and Karkois that if it was Neved Legamre, it was Mace, then you're Chayev. The Mi'ud is only for Eskinu. For Shot Fanar, where you could still do a Hashavah. Hashavah, but in a case where it's Mason, you can't even do a Hashavah. Hashavah, boy. The Pasuk doesn't get you out of Hashavah. The Pasuk gets you out of Achayas. The Pasuk doesn't get you out of Hashavah. So if the Kaiku was Natlu Masikin, Hashavah, boy, you chay. If the Evid was Mace, Hashavah, boy, you chay. So the Chayra, according to the Ravid, this has really nothing to do with the Lumbus, I was saying. But according to the Ravid, the same thing should be by Ashtar. If Ashtar was Mace, it was Nisraf. So you should be chayev hashava boy. So, but then I don't understand. So what is the case that we're made? So ever I understand we're made a case of iskinu avodim. We're made a case of shot fanar. A case where you could still say harei shachol fanecha. But just as there's a kabbalah sachrayis. So there's a mir from kabbalah sachrayis. Ashtar. So what's the case? I don't have a middle case. I don't see what case you have by ashtar that's analogous to iskinu. I have to look into it. Maybe the Ravid's Megala somewhere. What to do with that? Okay, so what's happening? This is a big mixture. It's a big tesefis. Today is a big tesefis to yesterday's shiur. From the Piskatos is a big siyur to yesterday's shiur. See clearly in Piskatosis that a star, if you serve it, if it's Nisrif Me'elov, you potter. But if you serve it, be a dayim, a guy ordinarily it's a gami. But a ganav who serve it, be a dayim is chayav. The only way I can understand that is to say that the mi'ud is from a chayav. But if you serve it, Me'elov, that's a tesefis in the ma'isik zeila, from that there's no mi'ud. That's banish like that stems right with yesterday's shield, we saw in the Ravid and so on. Again, with this one caveat, that the Ravid holds. Where do you put it? You have these two categories, Kabbalah Zachrayas and the Etzim Chiv Hashavah for the Maisik Zeil itself. Which pigeonhole do you put the case where you stole it and it was Mason Eilu? The Ravid holds that goes into the Beheshiv. So that's not Achrayas, that's the Etzim Hashavah. Because the Chiv Hashavah, when you steal it, it's Machayah, you give back Oyhu Eidomov. So if it's dead, you have to give back Oyhu Eidomov. That's not Achrayas, that's the Etzim Beheshiv Zeil is Machayah. So that doesn't go, that's not in the mute. The mute is a case where I am giving it back. it's not as good as it was originally, not through any fault of mine, just on the biskino or something. So that's already that's with achayis. So achayis already, and achayis is a mute. Whereas in Tosfos, again, Tosfos, the Pisgah Tosfos is a version. In Tosfos, it says that that goes under the heading that goes under the heading of Kabbalas Achayis. The Chiyuv HaShov is to give back the thing then. If you have it be a dayan, then it's a Chiyuv HaShov to give back the Domin. Because then you stole the Domin, so you have to give back the Domin. But if you just stole the Be'en, the Chiyuv HaShov is to give back the Be'en. But if you stole the Be'en and then it died Me'elov, that's not the Chiyuv HaShov, that's the Chiyuv HaChayis. And from the Chiyuv HaChayis is a mute. So therefore, Tosfos holds, if you steal a star and the star is Nisrif Me'elov, that goes into HaChayis and you put, because the mute is from HaChayis. You steal a star and you're going to be a dayan, that goes into the Chiyuv Tashlumin, the Chiyuv Be'eshev, and that's that. For that, from that there's no mute. So they both agree the mute is from Achrayis, not from Be'eshev. The difference is under which heading do you put the case of Nisrif Me'elov or Meis Me'elov? Okay, fine. Tomorrow I want to talk to Yonim again, the Pesach Tikkun Yonim, as I said, and the Mishnah next week we'll have a couple of days. We'll try to go a little bit into Sanhedrin. Thank you.